Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about continuing to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Felice and Michael Friesen, folks, they're running the organization, the Media Line. Felice, tell us about the Media Line.
It's an American agency covering the Middle East, and we have reporters throughout the region, and we're always grateful to be on with you, Jim, to talk about what's happening in the Middle East because it's so wide and deep and very complicated.
Yeah.
We're talking about the Abraham Fund and what's going to happen, right, with the elections,
yeah.
And we're talking about all kinds of things at the same time.
Speaking of the elections, Michael, one of the things that's interesting, I thought was interesting this weekend, is there was news out of the Gulf region that some of the states over there are encouraging voters, I guess voters, maybe I'm not saying it exactly right, to support President Trump because of his work on the peace agreements, the unprecedented peace agreements between UAE and I guess Bahrain is done now, and they're doing something that they've never done before. They're even talking to their counterparts, their religious counterparts here in the United States, the Islamic counterparts. What do you think, Michael?
Well, as you said, it's unprecedented, a very good word. They're scared. You know, this is really, again, unprecedented. They haven't done this before. They did it with a lot of trepidation. Would it work? Would it fly? They did it because the potential value to them is tremendous. But they're also scared by the thought of a change in government resulting in a walk back of all these great successes.
Yeah.
They keep hearing that from the United States. They keep hearing it from the Democrats. If there is a change in administration, what exactly does that mean? Does it mean that all of this will be walked back? Or really the one the specter hanging over the head the most ominously is Iran.
Well, and the Biden, Michael, the Biden, Obama administration turned everything upside down the other way. I mean, they supported Iran at the expense of Israel and other states. Felice, what do you think?
I think right now it's a very precarious position in terms of what's going to happen. Everybody is no judge to what's going to end up come Election Day. I think it's going to take more than Election Day to know who the winner is. I think in terms of Iran, there's deep concern that if Biden does win the election, that he will go back on what happened with Iranian sanctions, that it's going to undo some of the things that President Trump has done, according to many of the people who are living in Iran and feeling some of the movement has had an impact. So that is a concern for those living there. You know, the Iranian government will tell you something different, but very often the people that are living there will share a different story. In terms of the GCC states, they're most concerned because they're worried that Iran will create some kind of war in the next year or two. And that is the great concern. That's why they're getting all kinds of airplanes that people are complaining about in terms of are they getting something that's going to hurt Israel in terms of the military edge, qualitative edge. So these are questions that are all being talked about right now.
Right. Michael, one of the things that I believe is that the other Arab states in the Gulf region, not counting Saudi Arabia, they don't part their hair differently in the morning without getting it cleared by Saudi Arabia. I believe that. And if I'm correct, what these guys are doing, the UAE and Bahrain and these others, they are a precursor. They're sort of the point guard for the Saudi Arabia, for example. If this goes well, I think they're doing it because Saudi Arabia has given them the nod. If this goes well, if it turns out well, I think Saudi Arabia will follow eventually. What do you think, Michael?
Well, I think think you're right on in terms of Sotoji's nods and winks and okays, that nobody is doing anything without tacit approval of the Saudis. And the next echelon is going to be probably including the Saudis, but even without it, the original plan of the Trump administration when they came into office was to take a different approach to the Middle East. Instead of fawning over the Palestinians and wondering if they were going to come in or not, they decided they were going to go to the predominantly Sunni Muslim nations in the Gulf region, try to cut deals one by one by one. They didn't have to be big deals even, just little deals, just have them as deals. And when a number of countries created a critical mass, then they would turn to the Palestinians and say, you want to come in or you want to stay out?
And quickly, Felice, I've only got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, I would look at the Saudi papers, trial balloons, and I would definitely say look at what they're saying in terms of Israel. And if they're talking about things more, which they are, that definitely is something to clue you in that there is something in the works.
I also heard that Lebanon might be benefiting from some of this. Quickly, what do you think?
Well, Lebanon is a complete mess and an economic disaster, and they desperately need the help from the United States.
Yeah, they sure do.
And if they're willing to rein in Hezbollah and finally get out from under their thumb, a lot of good can happen.
TheMediaLine.org is the website. Check it out, folks. Felice and Michael Friesen, thank you for being here. We'll see you next time. Shalom, you two. So we're going to take a quick break. So we got a whole other thing. We're going to continue the foreign policy discussion, though. This is going to be from a State Department veteran, a Defense Department veteran, coming up right after the break. It's 29 after. Here's Joe Cochran to take a side.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.